Christmas Day is coming up on Tuesday. That is obviously a day off for everyone, but the Jewish Federation of Durham Chapel Hill is turning that day off into a day on. Every year for the past 12 years, this is the 13th, they hold an annual event called Mitzvah Day, turning that day off into a day of service with dozens of service projects across the community involving hundreds of volunteers who come together and do a lot of work to make this community a better place. We are joined here in the studio now by Madeline Seltman, who's the Director of Engagement for the Federation, and Susan Springer, who created Mitzvah Day 13 years ago. Susan, Madeline, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
So, Susan, I'll start with you. How did Mitzvah Day get started? How did it begin?
So Mitzvah Day began in 2006. Even before we had the Levin JCC, we were actually a JCC without walls. And so we decided actually that we were going to try to be on and volunteer at hospitals and different places that were open during Christmas Day. And we wanted to be the volunteers that could replace people who were ordinarily working that day. And it kind of didn't work out that way.
It never does.
We weren't all doctors, and you know, but we were thinking we could sit at the desk, but we couldn't even do those things. Mm-hmm. So we decided, well, what can we do? And we came up with about 15, 16 different projects that were intergenerational. We could, we had families and older folks volunteering and working together, and we did a bunch of different projects. We created blankets. We actually coined the phrase Blanket Durham, where we made homemade fleece blankets for urban ministries.
Awesome.
We went and visited seniors, and we sang carols and played bingo and delivered food to police stations. And we ran the kitchens at Urban Ministry and the Durham Rescue Mission. It was just wonderful. And that year, we probably had about 200 folks, and we met and did a kickoff at the Lerner School. And that's where we held this, since we didn't have a JCC with walls. And that's how it started.
Awesome. And the word mitzvah means good deed, but this is many, many dozens of good deeds every year. And now over the course of the last 13 years, hundreds of good deeds and service projects over the years. So what are the numbers? How many people have come together? What have you done? Madeline, I know you've got the list with you.
I do, yeah. So we're on our 13th year, mm-hmm. and we call it our B'nai Mitzvah year. So just like a Jewish child, when they turn 13, it's an important year. They have a bar mitzvah. So it's our special 13th year. And we kind of ran the numbers of over the 13 years, and we've had 5,800 plus volunteers, which totals up more than 13,000 volunteer hours.
Wow.
And we've partnered with about over 45 organizations over the years. What I think is really special is there's about half a dozen that we've partnered with every single year for 13 years. And then new ones come all the time as we build new partnerships. But we've had over 300 different projects over those 13 years added up. And we've, as the way I calculate it, we've served over 7,000 meals. We've made almost 10,000 blankets, almost 1,000 blankets. And we've made over 1,000 toys for dogs in animal shelters.
Yes.
And that's one of Susan's favorite projects.
It is.
We've planted trees, we've cleaned parks, and just a lot of good throughout the community.
That's awesome. What are some of the service projects this year?
I'll start with one that I'm working on,
great,
if that's okay.
Please.
I actually volunteer at the Durham Literacy Center, and I will be the project leader for that project. We'll be making bookmarks for our adult students, and we'll also be making motivational posters to post in some of the rooms, and we're excited to do that. And my daughter April is actually leading a project at Carolina Point where the teens, it's actually a teen project, and they will be singing carols and delivering donated toiletries to the homebound seniors.
That's great.
On Christmas Day. Yeah.
How do you connect with the organizations? How do you choose which organizations to connect with?
Yeah, the great thing is some of them have been these long, long partnerships that Susan and some other volunteers have worked on. And there's other organizations that we work with in other ways at the Jewish Federation that then we're able to build these partnerships with. And often it comes from volunteers, where volunteers come to us, community members come to us and say, I volunteer with this organization through the year. They're wonderful. We'd love to we'd love to add it as a Mitzvah Day project. So one of those that happened this year was Walltown Children's Theater. So we've got a group going over there to do some deep cleaning and organizing for them. And one of those when there's a lot of you know, small nonprofits, things they don't always get to. So it's a gift we can give.
Yeah. What are some of the other projects this year?
A few of my favorites are the Diaper Bank, the North Carolina Diaper Bank. So we have a pallet full of diapers sitting in the atrium of the JCC, and volunteers will count them and wrap them so they can be distributed all over North Carolina to families in need. Another that happens at the JCC is making bags of shelf-stable dried soup mix. We'll make about 100 bags of soup that become a shelf-stable meal, and they'll also go to Urban Ministries to be distributed. And some of the ones that folks will go out into the community, there's a tree planting project. So we're planting about 20 trees in Northwood neighborhood, and a park cleanup project through Parks and Rec. There's a group going over to Caring House to also clean and organize and kind of reset for the new year. There's groups going to both Durham and Chapel Hill Ronald McDonald House to make a meal to those folks who have, you know, it's always hard to have a child who's getting medical care, but especially around the holidays. Mm-hmm. So,
and Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
I know we're delivering baskets for folks who've just moved into their Habitat homes.
Very cool. I'm speaking with Susan Springer and Madeline Seltman. We're talking about Mitzvah Day. Jewish Federation of Durham Chapel Hill holds this every year. This is year number 13. ShalomDCH.org is their website. You can also find them online at 11JCC.org for the 11 Jewish Community Center in Durham. What's been your favorite experience from past years volunteering?
Oh, gosh. Well, first, I guess working with mm-hmm. the team, I have to say Madeline is remarkable and has been we can't say enough amazing things about Madeline and all she's done for our community. So it's true. And
I couldn't do the things I do if Susan didn't do them first.
No. You made them so much better. So I just wanted to say thank you to the Federation staff and all the people before. Ziva Rainey was she was actually the inspiration for Mitzvah Day, and she worked at Federation at the time. But just going back, way back, I'll just share a special story. So one of our first big projects was Blanket Durham, where we would make those fleece blankets. And I'll never forget, my daughters were very young at the time, and we hand delivered the blankets to the folks at Urban Ministries. And at the time, we had received this donated fleece that had sparkles on it. And so we made blankets with that fleece, of course. And April delivers this blanket to one of the folks, and he brought the blanket to his cheek, and he looks at her and he gave her a hug and he said, "This was the nicest thing anybody has ever done for him." And it was this beautiful moment that will last in my heart forever. So that was the first year.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So if people want to volunteer, if people want to get involved, this is open for everyone. What can they do? Where can they go?
Well, pre-registration just closed, but
okay.
They can go if they come to the JCC between 9 and 10 on Tuesday. We can get them hooked up with something.
Awesome. And again, 11JCC.org is the website for the 11 Jewish Community Center in Durham. ShalomDCH.org, ShalomDCH.org for more on the Jewish Federation of Durham Chapel Hill. And again, Mitzvah Day is Christmas Day, Tuesday. Show up at the 11 JCC in the morning and you can volunteer and be a part of this great day. Susan Springer, Madeline Saltman, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
It was a lot of fun.